If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Your dog should be excited about today, but also kind of frightened about today. Yeah, for the dogs listening, we've got some good news and some bad news. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. First of all, yeah, I may sound a little excited because the county that I live in, California does this whole tier thing, right? So tomorrow, it's a color-coded tier that we get to change. I believe we've been in purple. Tomorrow we go to mauve, followed by chartreuse, and then red, which means we all get to hug each other. I'm not really sure the whole color-coded thing, but it changes. So I'm kind of excited about that. I'm also excited today because it's National Banana Bread Day today, and I love me some banana bread. My son likes to bake, so I'm going to have him bake up some banana bread. I bought some bananas last week so that they get a little mushy this week, and there you go. We're going to be enjoying that later today. It's also, and I mentioned, we've got some interesting news for your dog. So, you know, they may want to listen to this first part, but maybe not the second. It's International Dog Biscuit Day. Give your dog a special treat today. And now here's the part that they may not like as much. It's also World Spay and Neuter Day. So maybe give them the dog biscuit before to get them excited to go to the vet, and then one afterwards just to make them feel a little bit better. Dog biscuits, by the way, those bone-shaped dog biscuits, those started back in 1907. And yes, there's a waffle iron type device thing that you can get from Williams-Sonoma to make your own. So you can make your own dog biscuits. As far as that second bit, I don't suggest doing any of that on your own. Go see a vet for that. That would not work out well. So, wow. All right. We'll be back with our events and a special guest. Hey, okay. Yeah, I know. You just went from me and now you're going to me. Well, you can do that also by listening to our new podcast, Learning More. Yeah, go check out Learning More this week. We are talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. And you know, this hits a lot of Americans, a lot of people around the world. Statistically, if you're listening to this, at 70% of you are going to be experiencing a traumatic event in your life. And 20% of you could develop PTSD. So it's something that we should all learn a little bit more about, and you can do so by going over and checking out Learning More. You can do that at learningmorepodcast.com. There's also a link in the description. All right, and we're back. And yeah, I know, that was me, and I'm back now. So I never really left, but yeah, let's talk about our events today. On this day in 1822, Boston was granted a charter to become a city, or as they would say, a chatta. I think that's how they would say it, right? I'm not really sure. I can't get that accent down. Now, they didn't actually become a city until March of 1822, so they waited a couple of weeks. You know, they probably had some Dunkin' Donuts and hung out and maybe got a scratcha. I don't know. You know, the lottery tickets, that's what they call them there. I don't know much about Boston. I just know there's a lot of pubs. The population back then was about 46,000, and now there's about that many pubs, I think. Yeah. In 1903, Cuba leases Guantanamo Bay to the United States in perpetuity. Now, here's the thing. We've been sending them checks, but they haven't cashed them since 1959. That's pretty cool. And on this day in 1941, plutonium was first produced by Dr. Glenn Seaborg. Now, when I think of plutonium, I think of Back to the Future. And when I think Back to the Future, I think trivia. And when I think trivia, see, I'm just going to keep going on and on and on here. Instead, I'll just introduce Don. Hey, Don, from Geek Believer Podcast. You want to play a little trivia with me?
Always. I am ready.
All right, well, we played a couple of weeks ago. The TRS-80 came out, and, you know, you did okay. But I think this time...
I think I got one of five or whatever it was. Yeah, so this time I'm ready.
That's a passing grade on this trivia, so you should be fine. All right, so we're going to do Back to the Future trivia because, you know, the whole plutonium thing, right? So, okay, Doc and Marty traveled to the future. They were in 1985, but they decided to travel to the future. What year did they travel to?
2015.
Yes, October 21st, 2015 is where they went, and they were flying cars. So waiting on mine. Okay, so Michael J. Fox was not the original actor that was going to portray Marty McFly. Who was the original actor?
Was it Eric Stoltz?
Yes, it was Eric Stoltz. You are correct. Now, Michael J. Fox, one of the reasons why, you know, it would have been difficult for him to do that role was because he was working on another show. What was that show?
Family Ties.
Oh my God, you went 3 for 3, Don, this time. That's amazing.
Yes.
Talk about a comeback. Wow.
It's geek. I gotta be a geek, right?
Yes. Yes, you do. Hey, and Michael J. Fox, now he had to, this is a crazy schedule. He had to be at the Paramount set to film Family Ties at like 9:30 in the morning. And then at 5 o'clock or so, they would do their rehearsal. At 6 o'clock, he'd be shuttled over to Universal to basically start shooting Back to the Future. What a crazy schedule. If only he had a time machine. Am I right?
Wow, Russ, that was heavy.
Ah, I see what you did there. You played a joke on top of my Back to the Future joke. Hey, Don, you got to tell people about your podcast, Geek Believer. Where can they get it? What's it all about? Give us the lowdown.
Easiest place is go to anchor.fm/geekbeliever, and you can find it there.
Perfect. Everybody, go check that out. Please do that. We'll put a link in the description as well. Let's move now to our events. 1968, Wilt Chamberlain became the first NBAer. Yeah, I made that up. To score 25,000 points. Yeah, that's a lot of points, but not his biggest numbers. Yeah, his biggest was 20,000 women. Yeah, we won't get into that, though. Let's stick with the career here. 23,924 rebounds. And I'm not talking about the women there. 22.9, the highest rebounds per game average. With minimum of 400 games. See, we've got all kinds of stats about Wilt. But instead, let's move on to another event here. In 1993, Gary Coleman won a lawsuit against his parents. Yeah, his parents were also his manager. And turns out, well, they didn't do that great of a job at managing. Well, maybe they did, because early on in his what you talking about Willis days on Different Strokes, he was earning $1,800 per episode. By the end, it was $100,000 per episode, but he didn't see a whole lot of that money. On this day in 1993, he won $1.3 million from his parents, but at his death in 2010, he was worth about $75,000. Yes, that is a What You Talking About Willis moment right there. Yes, he passed away in 2010 at the age of 42. And then on this day last year, Bernie Sanders, said that he is unstoppable and will defeat Donald Trump. Well, didn't quite work out. Yeah, I mean, he got defeated, but not by Sanders. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Aziz Ansari turns 38. Skylar Gray is 35. Josh Gad is 40. Dakota Fanning is 27. And Peter Fonda, 81. That's your look at February 23rd. Thanks for listening to This Is Today, and thanks to Don for joining us today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts like Learning More. I mentioned that to you, right? Learningmorepodcast.com. You know, you can go there and check that one out as well. And again, thanks to Don for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions, hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.